The Ghana Education Service, GES, have met the leadership of TERU on their indefinite strike for unpaid allowances, including the market premium. The Director of Public Affairs of GES, Paul Cramper, said the union is getting it all wrong over the payment of the premium. He told Radio Ghana that the minister had instituted a monthly forum where such discussions take place, but TERU never brought such an issue up for discussion.
The Fair Wages and Salary Commission has made it known to them that they are not entitled to market premium. You know, the market premium is actually meant for professionals who are in high demand, like doctors and so on and so forth. So it has been explained to them, but they are still insisting that they are entitled to market premium. But the good news is that we are meeting them this afternoon at the ministry to see how best we can settle the issue with them. Because they have actually been to Fair Wages and Salary Commission a number of times. We were also present. The whole issue actually explained to them, but they are still insisting.
What some parents are not understanding is that when these issues are brought to the fore, why do you wait for them to do this before you say you are calling a meeting, Mr. Cramper?
No, George, let me explain something to you. I mean, we have a forum which we meet every month to discuss the concerns of all unions within the education sector. This forum was actually set up by the minister. In fact, since her assumption of office, she realized that because of this agitation, there was a need for us to have a forum whereby issues relating to the welfare of unions within the education sector are addressed. So we met them just a fortnight ago. They never raised any issue regarding their disagreement with Fair Wages and Salary Commission on this market premium. They never raised anything like that.
But they are now talking as if it is something that they have expressed over and over again and
their patience is exhausted. Not at all. We put up a forum whereby we meet all the unions within the education sector. And at the last meeting that was held fortnight ago, they didn't express any reservation about issues of this nature.
Do you think these things are being politically motivated?
I can't say they are politically motivated, but what I can say is that we are not happy about the way they are handling issues in this country. I'm talking about the unions within the education sector.
Paul Kofi Cramper is the Director of Public Affairs of the GES.